Radio.
You notice that in today's gospel, instead of trying to avoid the religious leaders' scrutiny, Jesus was in their face, and he called forward the man with the disability and asked those religious leaders a pointed question. He says, "Is it lawful to do good on the Sabbath rather than to do evil?" Understanding what his opponents were referring to, they remained silent. Their hard-heartedness to not help this man angered Jesus. And it's not often you read in the gospel that Jesus was angry. And you hear today, it says that Jesus angrily looked at them because it had condemned this man to continued suffering, something that Jesus was totally opposed to. Their failure to act amounted to evil doing in Jesus' eyes. Today around the world is the World Day of Prayer for the Legal Protection of the Unborn Child. And it falls on this day because today is the day we remember in the United States the famous Roe v. Wade case, a decision which made legal abortion possible in the United States. This gospel, I think, falls today to give us something to really think about, because it tells us that our failure to act can be a form of wrongdoing. To disregard the vulnerability of the unborn, to turn a deaf ear to the words of their frightened parents. This is like passing by a wounded traveller on the road and looking on the other side. But what can I do, people often say? What difference could I possibly make? Abortion is such a polarising issue. How can we turn the tide? Well, Jesus told the man today, "Stretch out your hand." But the man's hand was useless. He couldn't do what Jesus commanded. But he obeyed anyway, and in that obedience, he was instantly healed. Today, Jesus says to us, stretch out your hands. Stretch out your hands in prayer, asking for a change of heart among those who advocate for abortion. Stretch out your hand by offering to help at a crisis pregnancy centre, to give prayerful witness in front of an abortion clinic, or to support your parish's Respect for Life groups. Of course, our resources can often be inadequate, but our Father in heaven always makes possible what he commands us to do. If salvation can come from a baby in a manger, don't ever discount how much of a difference we can make. Faced with the profound political and ideological opposition, we can often easily become discouraged in the abortion debate. But let's remember today's first reading. David slew a mighty warrior with a few stones, but more importantly, with deep faith. We can overcome the culture of death in our world by stretching out our hands and witnessing to the preciousness and sacredness of every human life from the moment of conception to its natural end. Jesus, show us what we can do today to help build your kingdom on earth. Amen.
Radio.org.au